My name is Seraphina. I am a 13-year-old girl, and this is my story.
My name is Wesa. I am a 15-year-old boy, and this is my story.
My name is Brayden. I'm a 10-year-old boy, and this is my story.
My name is Willow. I'm a 17-year-old girl, and this is my story.
My name is Selena. I am a 18-year-old girl, and this is my story.
My name is Recent. I am a 20-year-old boy, and this is my story.
Survivor from June 1992. When I got taken to work in the mines for diamonds, I was working on a farm with my little brother, Casey, and he was only 7 years old when they killed him. They said he was too young to do work. Eventually, when I got to the mines, I saw a 5-year-old there, a 5-year-old doing the same work as me. They said he was too young. When I see those men again, I won't hold back. I'll kill them. There's no stopping Seraphina when she is on the rampage.
Survivors from March 1991. When I was walking home from a market, I was attacked. I have no family, no friends, no money, and now it seems that I have no freedom. When I got to the mines, they asked for my name. I said, Wesa. Right this way, they said, like it was no big deal. But it was. A month or two later, I got whipped 27 times. 2 days later, I got my right arm cut off. I will never forget that pain. Never. Not in a million years.
Survivors from March 1991. I live with my cousin Willow. When I was younger, I always wished for a different family. On her 17th birthday, we were traded like cattle so our family could have more land. Willow confronted me later and said, "Well, it looks like your wish came true. I'm your only family now." That's what made me strive to do extra, work extra, save Willow, keep my family, stay the Brayden that I was before.
Survivors from 1994. One day, I snapped. I drove the pickaxe into the overseer's stomach. It was the bloodiest mess I've ever seen. But after I did it, no one seemed to care, so I went back to work. That's when I found a blue 10-carat diamond. Brayden and I brought it to the people in charge. They said that if we gave it to them, then we would be set free. So we quickly obliged. But that was not the case, for they brought us back to where we started. Later that night, we made a plan. A plan to escape. It worked. We were free.
Survivors from 1868. Selena, I am not really one for talking or telling stories, but I think this story should be told. This is the story of my friend
Fair.
One day we were walking home from her friend's house. Everything was normal until these ghastly men came out of nowhere, tied us up and gagged us, then put us in the back of a truck filled with other women. They took us to a diamond mine where if we didn't work, we would die. One day, Fair felt sick. She couldn't move to save her life. When the overseer came in, he killed her. I tried to stop him, but he said that if I did anything, he would kill me too. I couldn't die. Fair's story needed to be told, and I would be the one to tell it.
Survivor from 2011. My motto for when I was in the diamond mines was, "My name is Recent, and I will not be afraid." I would say that every day, no matter what happens. I will stay alive. I had to stay alive. I had a family, a wife and 3 little girls. They were my everything. One day, there were no diamonds in my section. The men thought that I was pocketing the diamonds, so they cut off one of my hands. It was the same thing the next day as well, but they killed one of my little girls. Eventually, there were more diamonds than I mined. They stopped killing my family, and we were safe. Thank you for listening to our stories.
My name is Seraphina. I am a 13-year-old girl, and this is my story.
My name is Wesa. I am a 15-year-old boy, and this is my story.
My name is Brayden. I'm a 10-year-old boy, and this is my story.
My name is Willow. I'm a 17-year-old girl, and this is my story.
My name is Selena. I am a 18-year-old girl, and this is my story.
My name is Recent. I am a 20-year-old boy, and this is my story.
Survivor from June 1992. When I got taken to work in the mines for diamonds, I was working on a farm with my little brother, Casey, and he was only 7 years old when they killed him. They said he was too young to do work. Eventually, when I got to the mines, I saw a 5-year-old there, a 5-year-old doing the same work as me. They said he was too young. When I see those men again. I won't hold back. I'll kill them. There's no stopping Serafina when she is on the rampage.
Survivors from March 1991. When I was walking home from a market, I was attacked. I have no family, no friends, no money, and now it seems that I have no freedom. When I got to the mines, they asked for my name. I said, Wesa. Right this way, they said, like it was no big deal. But it was. A month or two later, I got whipped 27 times. 2 days later, I got my right arm cut off. I will never forget that pain. Never. Not in a million years.
Survivors from March 1991. I live with my cousin Willow. When I was younger, I always wished for a different family. On her 17th birthday, we were traded like cattle so our family could have more land. Willow confronted me later and said, "Well, it looks like your wish came true. I'm your only family now." That's what made me strive to do extra, work extra, save Willow, keep my family, stay the Braden that I was before.
Survivors from 1994. One day, I snapped. I drove the pickaxe into the overseer's stomach. It was the bloodiest mess I've ever seen. But after I did it, no one seemed to care, so I went back to work. That's when I found a blue 10-carat diamond. Braden and I brought it to the people in charge. They said that if we gave it to them, then we would be set free. So we quickly obliged. But that was not the case, for they brought us back to where we started. Later that night, we made a plan. A plan to escape. It worked. We were free.
Survivors from 1868. Selena, I am not really one for talking or telling stories, but I think this story should be told. This is the story of my friend
Fair.
One day we were walking home from her friend's house. Everything was normal until these ghastly men came out of nowhere, tied us up and gagged us, then put us in the back of a truck filled with other women. They took us to a diamond mine where if we didn't work, we would die. One day Fair felt sick. She couldn't move to save her life. When the overseer came in, he killed her. I tried to stop him, but he said that if I did anything, he would kill me too. I couldn't die. Fair's story needed to be told, and I would be the one to tell it.
Survivor from 2011. My motto for when I was in the diamond mines was, "My name is Recent, and I will not be afraid." I would say that every day, no matter what happens. I will stay alive. I had to stay alive. I had a family, a wife and 3 little girls. They were my everything. One day, there were no diamonds in my section. The men thought that I was pocketing the diamonds, so they cut off one of my hands. It was the same thing the next day as well, but they killed one of my little girls. Eventually, there were more diamonds than I mined. They stopped killing my family, and we were safe. Thank you for listening to our stories.